Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Personally, I love playing on the road. Going into someone else's stadium, they're loud fans that bring the energy. It's easy to get amped up for those games. So I know our fans always travel well, but I think there's just a few little extra things preparation-wise that go into playing away, like doing silent snap counts, little nuanced things like that. But I wouldn't say there's a huge, huge difference between the preparation that we actually do going into a away game as opposed to a home game.
Dawson Knox, Bills at Jaguars Sunday. Knox has had some playoff moments. He has 6 touchdown catches in his career in the postseason. None last year, but 1 or more in each of the previous 4 seasons. So, and that's up on the list, right? Once in a while, we've looked at that list of the Allen era touchdown receivers. And Knox is like maybe 2nd or 3rd. He's up there.
He's been here for the whole run. Right? I mean, I think... What,
19.
19, right. Okay. Yeah, doesn't he give... He gets the first touchdown. What is the score? 9-0 in the...
Yes.
The first AFC title game.
2020.
He scores that first one, I think, if I remember right.
I think that's right. It was... Was it 2-0 and then 9-0?
Yeah, right. And there was a botched punt or something that gave the Bills great field position. Either... That wasn't the safety. I think they got the touchdown right off of that.
If I think so.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Thank you for confirming. It can get dusty in there. I think I got that.
Knox caught Allen's first touchdown pass in the playoffs in his career against Indianapolis.
Houston? Oh, Indianapolis. Okay.
Yeah, I guess he didn't throw one in the Houston game. Yeah.
He caught one in the Houston game.
Yes. Knox against the Colts, then against the Chiefs, like you just said. Then against New England twice the next year when it was freezing. Then once against Miami in that playoff win, wild card win, and then once against Pittsburgh. So 6, pretty good. Let's go to John here. Hi, John.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Good, John. Thanks for calling.
Hey, got a quick question for you, and I want to get your opinion. So how much of an impact do you think offense and defense – how important it is to dominate on those in the first quarter or at least the first series of the game. And I just was be interested to see to really put a stamp on what the Bills want to do for that game and just make that impact. And I'd be interested to see what you guys thought.
Well, it's never bad.
Right.
It's a very – any sport, you know, like get ahead.
Dominate might be a lot to ask, but yeah, I mean, you'd like to have a good start.
Ryan Fitzpatrick made this point. We played a clip yesterday of him saying how he thought it was especially important for the Bills to start well. It's also every Sabres game when it's previewed is that they should start well. Yeah, it's probably good. I don't know if they have to do it,
but it
might be the kind of team, in fairness, it might be the kind of team where it's more important than other teams.
Jacksonville, you mean like the
Bills?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant with their inexperience, like, you know, punch them early. And
well, maybe that.
Yeah.
Maybe that. That was part of Fitzpatrick's point.
Right.
Make Lawrence think about it. Make him sweat.
They're new at all this kind of thing, kind of.
But these losses, like Miami, Atlanta, Houston, if not others, Philadelphia, they're down 13-0 midway through the fourth quarter.
They were down 16-0 in Miami into the fourth quarter in that game.
Yeah, I mean, the pressure is on, and they did threaten in those games. What's the other loss? New England. I mean, that was a more of a back-and-forth game.
Right.
But they did threaten in those games. They just, you know, didn't get there. And, yeah, I mean, you don't want to live like that Sunday. You don't want to be down, obviously. You don't want to be down 2 scores and have to maybe get out of your game plan or just sort of be thinking at all about what there is to lose.
I mean, need it be said, the thing that's most imperative is to not have it be hot and cold, you know, one half to the other. I mean, we sat through the Cleveland game. I mean, we never really sat with it. You were off for post game that day, and then by the time we were back running again on Monday, it was like the game hardly even happened, I think, because it was on to the next thing. But they started, they're 21, they were up in that game, they started hot, and then they were asleep for the rest of the game. So that doesn't really work either, right? It was like the opposite of what had happened in New England when they got buried early, down 21-0, and then stormed back and won the game. So, I mean, you'd like to just avoid, you know, I don't expect them to score every time they have the ball, although they have done that in the playoffs. You know, just a few years ago now, that New England game, that did happen.
I'll tell you what, if you're not done.
I'm done.
There's this point, and this is, I think, part of John's take and maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick's and maybe most people. We had a caller earlier, you know, first playoff game for Liam Cohen. How many is it for Lawrence? Like three? He's 1-1 in his playoff career. Yep. Beat the Chargers and lost in Kansas City. Like you might think their inexperience is in your favor. And I just don't. I mean, I don't even care if it's the Bills who are, when they got into the playoffs with Allen in the first place, and other teams might have had more experience than they did. I don't care. I mean, it can affect anybody individually, and I won't know, and they won't even know themselves how it will affect right. them until it happens. But I just do not think of this way. I mean, this is more of like Aaron Schatz's school of football analysis. I don't think playoff games are really different. They're more famous. There's more at stake. But I just don't think most professionals are going to be like, ah! And maybe late in the game, you miss a throw. How does Allen miss the throw to Shakir against Philadelphia? Even Allen, right? Like, maybe there's right. an element of nerves that comes into play. But I'll tell you, the guys, and I want to include Allen in this, even though there have been some incredible losses along the way. We're like, how? This has come up this week as well. I want to think of Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen, anybody on this level. Think about their lives. Think about Lawrence's life. Just the national championship game. You know, the scrutiny of the 101 pick and all of it. Is he likely to be the type of guy that gets scared because it's a wild card game? Or is he maybe the type of guy who will rise to it? This is true of Allen on a different level. It's not really this game for Allen. It might be in 2 weeks if the Bills make it that far. But like, this is why I'm here. If I can't come up big in this game, I've got no place being here.
Right.
I mean, it's a wild card home game. If I cower to that, I should just quit. Like, this is what we've worked for. I mean, it's going to sound like I'm in a locker room or something, but this is the whole point. I mean, do these guys get scared in this moment, or do they feel like, well, this is the game that matters. Like, this is when it matters. What we did all year was for this. And not that you'll have your best game necessarily, but I also think, you know, once you get on the field, how would I know? But this is just, I think, how it works. I think they mostly patronize reporters when they take questions about pressure and all this. Like, they just kind of tell you what they want to hear, maybe, and make it sound like it's, you know, a bigger deal. This is like when you're on the field and the ball is snapped, is there anywhere in your mind where it's like, this is the playoffs? When you got the ball in your hands and you're looking yeah. for an open target, are you at all possibly thinking about like what round we're in the tournament or what week this is? Or no, yeah. I don't think so. So not everybody's at their best in the biggest games. I'm not saying everybody has to be, but there's a supposition that a team like this that has very limited experience in the playoffs would be at a disadvantage. I just don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, nobody is ever in the history of, well, I shouldn't say it that definitively, but I can't think of an athlete that would tell you, yeah, actually, I got scared. I was nervous.
They won't tell you that.
you're never going to hear it.
But they will tell you that it's there. Like, most guys won't just tell you.
That the pressure's there.
They won't say what I'm saying.
Right.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're just playing. Maybe yeah. Maybe they would. Maybe some guys would.
Yeah. Well, for what it's worth, I mean, you mentioned 1-1, right? I mean, the last time these guys were in the playoffs, now they lost the next week, but Lawrence threw three picks in the first quarter of that game against the Chargers. So, and what was his reaction to that? They came back from 27-0 down to win 31-30. And he had a, you know, relatively huge game, 28-47, four touchdowns to go with the four picks. So I don't have the yardage total. Oh, 288.
How about that?
He rallied three picks in the first quarter of a playoff game. So, you know, if you're looking, you know, this is to the caller's point about fast starts, right? I'm thinking about taking the ball away from this guy. Hopefully I can confuse him. He's letting it rip and trusting what he sees. And this thing about the headset and the coach talking to him, and if McDermott can confuse him and, you know, whatever. But you're not going to be home free because you ding him. This is a guy who threw three in the first quarter and then threw four touchdowns in a comeback. So
and there was a fourth pick and
that,
later?
Yeah, there was.
How about that?
Three were in the first quarter, and then where did the second quarter down 24-0 is the fourth one.
He threw four picks in the first half.
Four picks in the first half.
Stayed in.
And then threw three touchdowns. I think he had one before the half ended. Yeah. He made it 27-7 before the half ended with a touchdown pass and then threw three more in the second half.
How many of those games are there, playoffs or not? Four touchdown passes, four interceptions. How many of those are there?
Not many. I mean,
it's pretty crazy. I'm looking that up.
Right. You got a legendary Kelly Monday night game where he threw three in the sort of like this. Three early against the Bengals and then threw five touchdowns.
I was there.
I think is that game. This is the playoffs, not a regular season night game against the Bengals. And so if you're looking for him to crack, all Bengals. I'm saying is, you know, you might want to look somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, if he does, you know that most reports on it will be about how it was the playoffs and that made it different. Not just that they're playing a good team, because in the playoffs you pretty much only get good teams. But it'll have some story will be written everywhere about like why it was nerves. I don't know. Maybe. Doubt it. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Friday. Thanks for your call, John. This is WGR.